But first, two words that should put the fear of God into every politician in this country, every highly paid bureaucrat, every chief medical officer, every health administrator, and every unemployed man and woman now looking at lives shattered, careers devastated, dreams obliterated, and futures destroyed. Two words that are also two European countries, Sweden and Switzerland. Let's start with Sweden. 4 months ago, we interviewed on Outsiders Professor Johan Giesecke, the former state epidemiologist for Sweden and the mentor to Anders Tegnell, who has been in charge of Sweden's controversial response to COVID-19. On that show, which any politician in Australia could have chosen to watch, Professor Johan Giesecke spelt out in crystal clear detail that you could not eradicate the coronavirus, you could only slow it down, and that the only people that should be quarantined were the elderly and the vulnerable as a preventative measure. A major lockdown, he warned, such as they did in the UK, and we are now seeing in Victoria and New Zealand, he warned, would simply leave the population without herd immunity, so permanently vulnerable, and in the process, completely destroy our economies. Let me now quote from Friday's editorial in the UK Telegraph, not some crazy conspiracy rag, but one of Britain's most respected newspapers. Here's what they said. So now we know Sweden got it largely right and the British establishment catastrophically wrong. Anders Tegnell, Stockholm's epidemiologist king, has pulled off a remarkable triple whammy. Far fewer deaths per capita than Britain, a maintenance of basic freedoms and opportunities, and most strikingly, a recession less than half as severe as our own. Our arrogant quangocrats, says the UK Telegraph editorial, and state experts should hang their heads in shame. Their reaction to coronavirus was one of the greatest public policy blunders in modern history. Millions will lose their jobs. Tens of thousands of small businesses are failing. Vast numbers are likely to die from untreated or undetected illnesses. Sound familiar? Daniel, Jacinda, Anastasia? Also this week, Dr. Sebastian Rushgrove, a Swedish doctor writing on the Spectator Coffee House blog, confirms firsthand the success of the Swedish approach. He writes, "All the COVID patients have disappeared. It is now 4 months since the start of the pandemic, and I haven't seen a single COVID patient in over a month," says the Swedish Dr. Rushgrove. At the peak, 3 months back, 100 people were dying a day of COVID in Sweden, a country with a population of 10 million. We are now down to around 5 people dying per day in the whole country, and that number continues to drop. The daily risk per person of getting infected is 1 in 10,000, which is minuscule. Basically, COVID is in all practical senses over and done with in Sweden. After 4 months, Sweden ripped the metaphorical band-aid off quickly, he writes, and got the epidemic over and done within a short amount of time, while the rest of the world has chosen to try to peel the band-aid off slowly. COVID is over in Sweden, he writes. People have gone back to their normal lives and barely anyone is getting infected anymore. I am willing to bet, he says, that the countries that have shut down completely will see rates spike when they open up. If that is the case, then there won't have been any point in shutting down in the first place. That's Sweden. It appears that the warnings we made on this program before anyone else in Australia may well have been accurate. And then there's Switzerland and the use of the drug hydroxychloroquine banned in Victoria and Queensland for treating the coronavirus. As I have repeatedly pointed out on this show, there are now dozens of international studies that show the drug used in the correct combination with other drugs and the correct dose, it is effective, including the latest study that shows countries that use hydroxychloroquine early on have a 79% lower COVID-19 mortality rate. But here's the clincher. Switzerland briefly banned the drug after The Lancet claimed it was killing people. That's the medical journal. That study, you'll remember we discussed it here, was completely debunked. And 2 weeks later, The Lancet withdrew the study and immediately Switzerland reinstated the drug. And guess what happened? During the 2 weeks, Switzerland stopped using hydroxychloroquine. Well, according to a study done by Johns Hopkins University, the consequences of suddenly stopping hydroxychloroquine can be seen by examining the case fatality ratio index for Switzerland. It can be seen that during the weeks preceding the ban on hydroxychloroquine, the index fluctuated between 3 and 5%. But after stopping outpatient hydroxychloroquine use, the country's COVID-19 deaths increased four times to the highest level it had been since the pandemic began, oscillating at over 10 to 15%. Then, when early outpatient hydroxychloroquine was reinstated on June the 11th, the fourfold wave of excess lethality rapidly returned back to where it was. And there are plenty of other reports, such as the one on DocWire News that says, our findings suggest that patients confirmed for COVID-19 infection should be administered HCQ as soon as possible. Or a study from China that says patients treated with HCQ at the time of early hospital recovered faster than those who were treated later, or another study that found that when the drug was given in the first 7 days, the benefits were greatly improved, or this graph that shows the case fatality rate of countries in blue that use or encourage the drug, and in red, the ones that don't. I don't need to spell it out for you. But here's the real joke. I have been denigrated this week by the medical community in Australia for merely reporting this news and discussing hydroxychloroquine use around the world, talking about the drug. Bizarrely, the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners magazine attacked me personally, as well as federal MP Craig Kelly. You'd think these lefties might actually be worrying about curing COVID patients and protecting the elderly rather than sneering at Sky News presenters and politicians. Still, we really should take our medical practitioners and their lobby groups seriously. I mean, they're the same mob who, as part of the COVID-19 recovery, are urging Scott Morrison to act quickly on climate change. You couldn't make this stuff up. So allow me to remind our political leaders and our media bureaucrats, our medical bureaucrats, of two little words that deserve to haunt you in the wee hours of the morning: Sweden and Switzerland. Will history record that not only was the destruction of our economy completely pointless, but preventative treatment such as drugs like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine in combination with others were sitting there right under our noses all along.